Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mariam Zamani, and I'm an oculoplastic surgeon with a special interest in facial aesthetics and also the founder of MZ Skin. And this is the Guinea Pig Podcast. Why are we called the Guinea Pig?
Because that's what I am. I'm writer and journalist Fiona Goldfarb, and I'm here, ready and willing, to try out just about any treatment and treatment going. We are the breath that you take before trying anything out there. So, if you're looking for an honest, no-holds-barred approach to invasive and non-invasive cosmetic surgery,
then come join us from the clinic every Thursday on the Guinea Pig Podcast.
Hi, everyone, and thanks for joining us. We're back at the clinic, and we have a fantastic guest joining us.
I'm really happy to welcome with us Dr. Penelope Timpanidis. I've said that right, Penelope? Yeah,
that's correct.
Is that what you do?
Hello, Mariam. Hello, Fiona. Lovely to see you today.
Thank you so much for coming to see us. Now tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a dermatologist.
Yes, I'm a consultant dermatologist. I'm based in Harley Street, and I also work part-time for the NHS.
And I came to see you because I'd heard from a lot of people that you are actually the kind of queen of threading, and I cannot tell you how much interest we've had about threading here on the show.
I'm all ears.
Tell us about threading. Tell us why it's so great, why you love it, what it does.
Okay. Now, threading uses the absorbable stitch. It's as simple as that. So absorbable sutures are known for decades. They're used by surgeons for open heart surgery, all sorts of surgery. And those, when they're placed in your body, they dissolve within probably 3 to 6 weeks. And then they are replaced gradually by scar tissue. Now, we all know that scar tissue is collagen, and a specific type of collagen, collagen type 2, that's the strongest collagen on earth. So what would that collagen be on your skin? It will add firmness. So the thread lift came into the cosmetic dermatology industry to give firmness that could not be achieved with any of the other minimally invasive procedures, namely the Botox, fillers. Fillers were aiming to do what the threads do, but unfortunately we would end up with a face bloated like a balloon. So
I'm looking at Mariam, who's do you agree with that?
I think everything in medicine has a place. So I love injectable fillers, but I don't think they're
for lifting. I do as well, don't get me wrong.
I don't think they're meant for lift. I mean, they're meant for minimal lifting. I think they're great for volume loss and volume deficits that have happened in the face. So like I use a lot in the eyelid cheek junction because that's one of the first places where you have like downward volume descent off of the mid face basically. Okay. But I would not use fillers. I could use them very slightly on someone who has very early jowling along the jawline, for instance.
Well, I would agree 100% with Mariam. I mean, let's get things straight, okay? When we get wrinkling, okay, there are two processes going on. Number one, we lose volume. So we replace volume with fillers. Now, thread lifts will not replace volume. Even the barbed ones, the ones that claim to give you a little bit of volume, nothing replaces the hyaluronic acid, the filler injectables in order to give back the loss of volume. But we also have the loss of firmness. And the loss of firmness is not linked only to loss of volume, but also we lose muscle volume. As we age, we lose our muscles all over the body. And the muscles that support the face. And that cannot be actually achieved with fillers. We need something that will work as, how can I say it? Something that will give a support to all that. And thread lift comes into filling this gap.
So it's a sort of structure. To kind of hold the structure in a little bit more in place.
Sling a little bit.
Yeah.
Not
well,
quite a sling.
The thread lift is works like scaffolding.
Yes, that's
upon
what
which
yes, exactly
your
that.
Body mm-hmm. will deposit collagen.
Okay.
Okay. And that way we can actually give firmness to places that are the jawline, for instance, the sagging skin elsewhere.
She's
on your
glancing
face
at my jawline.
I
actually just had a little glance at the jawline, but it was interesting actually when you did that, just glance at my jawline, because when I came to see you a few weeks ago, you do a lot of glancing. I like that. You're sort of X-raying my face with your eyes as soon as I walked into your office. So we were chatting, but your eyes were darting like they're darting now at something that's a bit flabby there. Anyway. We talked a bit about me coming to see you because I think it's very important to say before anything that I opened an email whilst we were talking and it kind of threw me. It was an email, it was a work email, and it threw me and it made me feel like, oh no, I don't feel like doing it. Do you remember? I kind of tried to run
absolutely.
Away.
Absolutely. You were terrified.
I was terrified. I'm never terrified about anything. I'm literally, anyone could cut me in half. I'm so kind of gung-ho about
these
things.
You're the guinea pig.
I am the guinea pig. I'm the original. And yet, that day, I was very emotional and very freaked out in your office. And I just said to our listeners, you know, be very sure that you don't do anything that's going to, you know, keep yourself calm in the run-up to doing anything like this. Don't do anything that's going to get you agitated or anxious because, you know, it's a leap of faith. But I liked the sort of scanning eyes. I really liked that you were doing the scanning eyes. And then we agreed that you were going to do some work on my forehead. And even though I was in that funny state, I said yes, because I didn't want to waste your time, actually. Come all the way, and you'd made some time for me, and I knew we were going to have to fill a show. So how are we going to fill a show if I haven't done it? But that's exactly when you
said
scaffolding.
That's not the right answer.
No, but it's what I did. I mean, I did. I wanted to.
I don't usually force anybody to do.
And you didn't force me. I was just realized that I needed to.
On the same time, you were so and so in deciding doing it.
Yeah.
And I wanted you to understand how simple.
Yeah, it's so simple.
Mm. Yeah, apart from the bruising that anybody can have when we have injections, our skin's like a landmine where the mines are, the blood vessels. If we hit a mine, boom, we have a bruise.
Yeah, the bruise.
What can we do?
Well, you explained very well to me because what you did around the edges of my forehead was you sort of did a lattice type mm-hmm. shape, and you talked to me about the different kinds of threads that are used. So tell us what you did and why and...
Okay, in your case, we just worked on your forehead. You are after a very natural look. Obviously, the expression lines of the forehead respond extremely well to Botox. However, we're talking about firmness as well. So sometimes Botox is not enough, and sometimes Botox leaves also a few residual lines, expression lines. If we hit them with Botox, we might end up with eyelid drooping. We don't want that. So again, thread lift comes and fills up this gap. So I've worked on the sides of your forehead in order to give you that firmness in an area also that if I overdo it with Botox, you will end up with eye drooping. So you can go ahead and have a really mini Botox on your frown line, the center of...
So you did some lattice around the edges and then you...
No, I did work in the middle as well.
Then you worked in the middle as well, but it felt less latticey and more lateral.
Yes,
is that right?
Yeah. That's correct. And that way, now we are 2 weeks away.
Maybe three weeks, I think.
Well, the threads are still there. Then they start dissolving gradually right now. And so you will have... a continuous improvement up to probably a month and a half after the procedure. Then you can also have further improvement up to 2 months, and the outcome may last up to 18 months, which is not bad.
That's a very good result.
And this is a very good support to, let's say, prospective or forthcoming Botox that you'll do for your frown line. It will show more, it will enhance, it will be much more natural. With a tiny bit of Botox, your forehead will look fantastic.
Which kind of threads did you use? Do you prefer a certain kind of thread? So let's talk through the different...
Okay,
I don't do any threads.
Yes, that's very important. People have to know.
Don't they come from China, some of them? I was just thinking about getting one's threads along with everything else.
Okay, a lot of them are produced in China, but I never use Chinese products. I'm not saying they're not good, but I do prefer to use the ones that are accredited and they are CE products.
Right. Oh, okay, so they're not approved here.
Yes, there are specific brands, and the brands I'm using are mainly from Korea and from the US. That's it.
So it's very important for people to know what they're asking for when they're thinking about having threading.
I don't think they necessarily need to know what the name of the thread is, but they need to make sure that they ask the right questions.
That they're approved.
Like, are they, you know, regulated? I tend to use, if I were to use one, I don't use any. I mean, I've trained in them and I've used them in the past, but I would tend to use the ones that have been approved, mainly in the US. But as long as they're CE marked, at least there's a, you know.
It's either CE or FDA approved. And Mariam is right. We should categorize those. It's very important. And it's very important the patient to know what they have in their face. And I'll make an example here. Because the most safe, they have to be effective, and they are effective and super effective in the hands of someone who knows what they're doing, okay? That's the most important thing. Number two, they must be absorbable. There are non-absorbable sutures that are used for threading, and those are, to me, as a consultant dermatologist, a no-no. It's like in the 80s and the 90s when some cosmetic doctors or plastic surgeons who do not know the biology of the skin, the same way as a dermatologist does. No dermatologist has touched anything that is permanent. Why? Our skin is a very dynamic organ. It changes by the minute. So if you place something that doesn't change into someone's skin, you will have complications. Not the day after, not the month after, but a decade after, you'll have serious complications. So the threads must be absorbable, and there are two types of absorbable and very safe sutures used for thread lifting, the PDOs, the polydioxanone, stands for PDO, and the PLLA, which stands for polylactic acid. Now, polylactic acid is applied in aesthetics since the 80s, and it's proven to be effective and safe in the form of a product that is known now as Sculptra. It was launched in the US as Nufil, and then it was bought by... Nufil was produced by an American-French little company based in France. It was bought by AstraZeneca when they realized that in the early 2000s, and its price from, you know, £100 jumped into £500 overnight, just to give you an idea of the added value of the compound. Now, PLLA threads are known as silhouette threads. It's the best American thread I know, and I use it a lot because silhouette, I mean, PLLA, I don't want to... Yeah. I don't have any
brand
affiliation with silhouette. Okay, PLLA, I believe into the compound.
Yeah.
Okay, it's an excellent thread. Why? Because they were the first to actually think of the versatility that a thread must have. So they've put two amazing things in that thread. Number one, double needle.
Yes.
So you can do anything you wish, even a proper facelift you can do with the double needle. And along the filament, they also placed some cones to catch to the soft tissue underneath.
And pull it up.
And pull it up and give you a visible lift right after, already right after the procedure.
I'm already tingling. Amazing. I'm tingling. I'm thinking, yes, yes, yes.
Now, how interesting. This is the PLLA thread that I'm using the most. Now, the PDO threads, mainly produced in Korea, they're excellent as well. They're mainly, I would say, four types. The simple ones, you had simple ones because we needed to give firmness on your forehead. But there are the other ones that are either in a spiral to give supposedly volume. But as I stated again, if we want to our patient to have realistic expectations, we don't sell threads for volume. We sell them only for firmness. That's what they do. Now, the other two types of PDOs are the barbed ones. And barbed ones are, okay, let me describe it in very simple words. Imagine a filament that along its course, it's got some cuts that catch. So whilst the PLLA has some real cones, absorbable cones that catch the soft tissue, those have those, the PDOs along the filament, they have these little cuts that catch on the soft tissue. So as you place it and then you withdraw the needle, you slightly pull it and there you go, you have a slight lift with those. That it does not compare with the other one, of course.
I don't know if these threads that we're talking about, they can be used not just in the face, you can use them in all areas of the body. Yes, I'm thinking the arms.
True.
The décolletage, I can never pronounce that word.
Yes.
Across your chest. The neck?
Yes, definitely. Definitely, okay. Yes. There's very little we can do on the neck, but I mean, thread lifting is one of the most effective.
And with threading in general, is this something that you would say is often a prequel maybe to a facelift for a woman? I mean, is it sort of, is it step one?
It postpones your facelift.
It does not replace
a facelift. We would be unrealistic to say that.
Now, I've had a lower facelift along with every other part of my body fiddled with, but it's a few years ago now, and it will require
your next one because you're skin type 1 to 2, so you will require another facelift probably in 5 to 10 years.
Will I?
But they say surgery, I mean, that's normal with any surgery. We only say it lasts between, 7 to 10 years. The aging continues.
I'm hoping by 5 to 10 years, I'm past caring, actually. I'm really
You're
hoping.
Never going to care.
I'm going to be in a reclining chair with the telly on.
If you want to make 5 years to 10 years, then you'll definitely have your threads and you'll be very
But
happy.
I think that threading can be a keep up. That's what I'm. It's sort of an accompaniment and a nice. So just to describe what it felt like having the threading, I think you numbed me very thoroughly, injected
a local
anesthetic into my forehead. I definitely felt the top of the forehead's quite sensitive. I found so it wasn't without. Not an unbearable pain, but it was a little bit painful, I would say, the procedure.
Yeah, don't forget that you were through a difficult, very sensitive
time.
I was feeling quite so.
It was not the best
But
day.
I continue to feel, actually. It's something that I have. So when I got home, I could feel, actually, what I felt was like my eyes were very, very wide open. And I think it was a sort of tightness setting in, maybe. I felt very aware of it, but I was really kind of gauging how I felt. I bruised a bit, not a lot, but I bruised a bit.
I think I
It was
you.
Quite
you
swollen. My forehead swelled up as much
That's
as the forehead
the
can
bruising.
Swell up, but
That's
I swelled across the middle. Not, yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door.
Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
And so here we are, 2-3 weeks later, maybe 3 weeks later. And if I can arch my eyebrows or around the edge of my hairline, I do still feel a sort of sensitivity. I can feel it. Like if I touch it, it feels sensitive. It doesn't hurt. It's just sensitive. But what I like about it is I'm beginning to see a result where my forehead looks smooth, but I can move it in a way that I can't when I have Botox, which is what I don't like about Botox. And what I'm really liking about this is I'm frowning at you and I can actually feel like I can like I'm frowning. And and I like that. So my face feels more mobile than it does with
It will be, but the expression lines will not be as prominent.
Yes.
Because of the firmness that the thread will
So I feel it's a you look well kind of treatment, right, as opposed to a what have you done kind of a treatment. You know, it's a real it feels very refreshing. It's like a facial refreshment.
And natural.
And very natural. So I'm really thrilled with it and I think we should start on my ankles and just work up. Next time we can do that. We can do the whole body. Just pull it up a little bit. Do you have a lot of men come and see you? I'm curious because it's a very light touch threading. I feel.
I do. Of course, women are more, but yes, I do have men.
Do you think women are more mentally kind of receptive to the idea of doing things?
Definitely,
like this?
Yes. Still definitely, yes. But also, they're ready to suffer.
Yes, they're ready to... Well, it also, light touch, let me just say that if you felt that it was a light touch, then it's because of the doctor who administered it, because there are a lot of people who find it very aggressive and invasive. So I think I personally, and maybe I'm biased because I'm a woman, I think women have a finer touch than most men do, just because we're softer in that way. Horrible stereotype, I know, but I do think that generally that's the case. And secondly, I think women are more in tune with what they want at a younger age. So as we were discussing, this is never going to replace a facelift. But when you start to see signs of aging or sagging, or you don't have that same sharpness that you'd like to have in what area part of the face, then you're more willing to do something about it at a younger age. Where it's the most popular area that you use the threads on?
The jawline. Definitely. Jawline and neck.
I can't wait.
And what do you say in terms of, so if someone's considering doing this, how much time do you ask them to say, you know, perhaps you shouldn't, well, this is how long the treatment's going to take and perhaps you shouldn't do anything.
Okay. If I do four threads, like upper neck, upper neck and jawline, that would take easily 45 minutes.
And what's the downtime on that for somebody with swelling and bruising?
Well, you see, it's a very personal thing because I have patients who have a lot. I mean, a lot, not just in threading. Even if you do, like, if you remodel the lower face or add even cheekbone enhancement and even fillers, you have the patients walk in and they do a tiny bit of filler and they walk with a bruise, and there are people who do everything and they walk out
with
without
nothing,
half
anything.
Of a bruise.
Yeah.
So it's a very individual thing. And also the downtime, if you get the bruise, I mean, when I get the bruise, it's gone in 3 to 4 days. My sister, when she gets a bruise, she will suffer with that for 2 weeks. So it's a purely individual thing, the downtime and, you know, the recovery time.
So you would say to people to have that in mind when they have... I say that too with any treatment.
I'm always very thorough with that, because if someone comes to me with the idea that in 5 days they can go to a gala dinner with no signs of a procedure, I would tell them, no, you better do that
afterwards.
Or 2 weeks before you go there.
And what are the biggest risk factors? I've seen some bad ones, but from other people, because I don't do them so much here.
Okay, now, The bruising can actually occur to anybody, and with bruising comes swelling as well. When we're working on the upper neck and lower face, they might have discomfort for a few days because it's an area that moves a lot actively, and also you sleep on that. I mean, a lot of people are unable to sleep on their backs, even if you teach them to do so.
That's me.
It's very hard.
So if you lie on the treated side, the first and the second day, it will be tender, okay? Of course, normal paracetamol is more than enough for the tenderness. So tenderness, bruising, swelling because of the bruising. Now, the only major complication I could name happens to someone who entrusts their faces to a physician who is not very experienced. And that could be nerve injury, okay? Just on the time you're placing the thread, if you're just doing, you know, along the cheek area and you want to make a facelift, kind of, with the threads, you have to be precise on the depth. Too deep is bad, too superficial is bad. And too superficial, it will only be a bad aesthetic result. That may last up to 2 months, but again, this is malpractice. If you go too deep and you hurt the nerve, again, it's a malpractice. So on the time that you're placing, if you're enough experienced, you know where you're going and what you're doing, because you know when you hit the nerve.
Yes, you know.
I'm sure. And do you anesthetize every place that you inject or only when you use the PDOs?
No, anesthetize. Yes, always. Because, I mean, there's no point the patient to be
uncomfortable.
They're doing something for, you know, for beauty. They're doing something aesthetic, which is not bad. It's fantastic because it boosts your confidence enormously. But what's the point of having a patient suffering?
And what about puckering? Do you see a lot of puckering?
No. No. Again, it depends on the very day of the procedure and how you proceed and how you treat the patient, I think.
Do you think it's as effective on the arms? Because a lot of people that I see, for instance...
Okay, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I have done threads on the body. They're not as effective as they can be on the neck and on the face. And the reason is that the larger the area you are to treat, the lesser the
yes,
benefit would be.
Small specific areas are good.
Let's not forget gravity.
Yeah.
Okay. No matter how many threads you're going to place, it depends. You have to select the patients. One of the
I could fan a fire with my underarms.
No, you couldn't.
Yeah,
oh my
so
god!
So saggy. I tried to get them. I tried to see if there was something one could guinea pig on them for another publication a long time ago, and it's. I mean, past
it's
a
very
certain
difficult.
Age, it's just. I have empty. You know, I have empty. Skin.
I have it too. What do they call bingo wins?
Underarms,
don't go near
unless
them.
You do 6 months of push-ups every day, and then
that's
you come
Mariam.
And we do it. I do
that's
that.
Mariam. Mariam does that all the time.
I do that.
Can I give you some of my fashion friends' questions? Because I think this is quite
sort of...
I do
push-ups.
Quite interesting. These are from sort of... This is from my friend, my fashion friend. And she said to me, lip threading. I've no idea how this works, but Google Images shows the results. No more 3D trout pouch. Instead, you get a more vertical volume.
Okay.
What do you think about the lip threading?
Lip threading, you don't get the volume, you get the firmness, especially if you have a lot of smoker's lines or you just want a very discreet enhancement of the vermilion border.
Beautiful.
They are fantastic.
That's effective.
Beautiful.
Are you looking at it on screen?
I am looking
at it
on
beautiful.
Screen.
And it looks beautiful. Allegedly, a lot of the models... have had a sort of like cat's eyes and, you know, they've
the foxy look. Yes, the foxy look.
What about that? What do you reckon to that?
Yes, I mean, it's another use. To me, look, I'm Miss Very Conservative.
So if I came to you and say, can you make my eyes look, you know, foxy and slanty? Could that be done with thread?
I'm very much pro to the natural look. Yeah. I want to enhance your natural beauty. I don't want to
give me another shape.
Yes, I think whoever wants to do that, they do it. I do not encourage into doing it. Okay, obviously. It's also a cultural thing, you know, in the Middle East, the same way they wish to have double the amount of hyaluronic acid on their lips, they also want this kind of shape.
That's the Middle East, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
And just to lift that. And you can understand that because the Middle Eastern top eyelid usually is heavier than the Western, so this is a nice way to actually make it a little bit lighter, to lift it slightly without adding Botox.
So very effective for lips.
Yes, I mean, you would use the PDOs, I'm assuming,
yes,
for that.
Yes,
and the would you have to have more extremely lined lips than say mine? Mine are a little bit lined.
If you do the PDOs on the vermilion border, mm-hmm. it will give you a better definition of...
What about me?
Yeah, you go, girl.
You had that?
No, I've never...
You have beautiful lips.
You've got beautiful lips.
I have actually no filler in my lips.
You pay the price for being younger than me, sorry.
I have plenty of sagging.
But we do hyaluronic, we do lip refreshment here, but I definitely have lines that there's nothing I can do about around my mouth. I mean, they're not intense. I'm not a smoker, so I don't have that kind of smoker's line, but I just have the lines of a woman of my advanced years.
Actually, that's not true.
Extremely painful.
And lips are very painful.
I can imagine they're very painful. Just having lip injections
is painful
and uncomfortable in the
so they're
the
kind
mucosa
of like
the lip.
So what's the downtown on time on having a lip done?
Less than your forehead, I would say.
Oh, is it? That's interesting. And where are your other favourite places to put?
Let's talk about neck and décolletage.
Mm, let's, because...
Okay. Neck is a challenge because it does not respond... It doesn't have the support of a subcutaneous tissue and muscle that your face has. This is why whatever you do on your face, it actually immediately shows. Well, it's the poor neck. I mean, the skin is so thin and...
poor neck.
I mean, it,
that's how I feel.
Full thickness skin
neck.
On your neck is 3 or 4 times thinner than the full thickness skin on your cheek. So that gives you an example.
That's a bitch, isn't it?
It's not only that. If you try to plump up your neck with hyaluronic acid, it will be visible.
I just had
Profilo done in my neck, but that's as far as it goes.
Profilo is nice. I mean, all modalities can help a little bit with skin tightening, but it's never a wow effect.
Yeah, not even Althera would do the neck tightening.
However, we did do Althera on you. I don't know if you remember a very, very long time ago, Fiona.
She knows I can't
on
remember
the neck.
Anything.
And I'm going to show you
on
actually.
The neck.
I'm going to show you her results because this was before she had surgery.
And before I was a guinea pig.
And before you were the true guinea pig. And it just reminded me today because someone asked me for the neck and I was showing, I actually showed
mine.
Yours and
oh
I said,
my God, I'm
you know,
like
it helps,
case study.
But it's not going to make it go away.
I'm so proud.
You're proud of it?
Well, I'm proud to be a case study.
So just to give you an idea, so that's what it, you know, you think it's, so that's what it was before you had and then this is after.
Beautiful.
And so it's not gone. It's definitely not
but
gone.
But it's softer,
but
isn't it?
It is softer despite the
yes.
fact that Althera Clinic, you know, I think in my opinion on someone with a density of skin, it's probably not, you know, it works better on thicker skin people, but you had actually a
so
pretty good
the
result.
Threads on your neck.
I will.
I think you should.
Shall I guinea pig the threads on my neck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Okay, and I can keep that kind of, I can conceal that. We can do that. Yeah. Wow.
You can wear a turtleneck.
I think that's one of the most fascinating episodes we've done, actually.
You know
it's
what?
So
I'm really fascinated, too, because
I
used to do it in the NHS mainly for suspensions of when someone had a Bell's palsy or, you know, different eyelid issues or actually people who had neurofibromatosis. big word,
which
is basically when you have, unfortunately, people who suffer from that have big lesions on their face that can sort of drag the different parts down. And so it helps to lift upwards like this. So I used to do them then, but they were made differently. And of course, I've been trained in silhouettes and PDOs. I haven't used them so much because I don't do anything really, but you know, body wise and face wise, I do eyelid surgery. So I don't do so many of them. And I think you do have to have somebody who has that repertoire where it's something they do quite often.
And just before we finish, I want to ask about décolletage, because you said let's talk about neck and also let's talk about décolletage. So
yeah.
How effective is it for the décolletage?
Well,
you do a basic scaffold across the whole.
Well, on the cleavage, mesotherapy and fillers might work and show more than on your neck.
I've just had mesotherapy on my neck. That's why it's all a bit bumpy.
For the reasons that we explained before. However, if you sleep on your side, you have those annoying lines in your décolleté.
Well, you have a large breast, that's why too. I mean, breast tissue makes a difference.
And they're large breasts, not two words I don't like.
I don't like them either.
Large breast. Okay, I think that's fascinating. But I'm going to come back. May I come back and see you and have some more threads in other areas so we can continue to guinea pig with you? And
no checking your emails.
No checking my emails. I won't. I'll be calm and zen. I think it's a trust thing as well. And I've met you. I can relate to you. I understand. And I think there's a lot to be said for that. I think, you know, always make sure that you're working
well,
with somebody
who
you feel a trust with.
That's super important.
Any instinct that you have, you know, this is not the person for me, listen to your instincts because it's all you've got. And
well,
I think it's very important.
It's very important.
Really important.
Chemistry, but most of all...
And credentials.
Yes, people have to have their questions answered. Even
yes.
if they think that's a stupid question,
I think no
patient should go ahead if they have...
I wanted to ask like a couple questions just for the listener. So what shouldn't someone do before coming in for a thread and what can't they do after having a thread?
Okay, of course, on the time of the consultation, we will decide together whether patient is a good candidate or not. Now, if you are, of course, on aspirin or any kind of
blood thinner,
it's better not to go ahead because you're going to be black and blue for a long time. And, you know, as most, even minimally invasive procedures have this big enemy, which is bleeding. Apart from that, obviously, if the sagging of the skin and if the age of the skin is such that we are unable to give the patient what they expect, I'm very honest with that.
Expectations is very important.
The patient's expectations should not exceed what you can give them. I prefer that they expect less.
And be pleasantly surprised.
Me too. Yes. That's the best.
Promise nothing and have a lovely treat at the end. I just want to thank you so, so much for coming in and talking to us.
Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. And for those of you listening, if there's ever any question, please do DM us on Instagram.
And Fashion Girl, you know who you are. I hope we've answered all your questions and they were brilliant. And thank you for
instigating this session.
And it's been fascinating. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Mariam Fiona.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye for me.
The Guinea Pig provides unbiased information to those who may be considering cosmetic surgery or even trialing a non-invasive treatment or product. We do not endorse the use of any product or procedure featured in this podcast and are not responsible for the outcome of any of the treatments featured on this podcast or damage caused in connection with any treatments or products. Should you decide to try any of the procedures, treatments or products mentioned in any episode of The Guinea Pig, you do so at your own risk. Always consult an independent and fully qualified medical professional if you are considering embarking on a medical procedure, irrespective of whether it's an invasive or non-invasive procedure.